As lawmakers in Concord debate changes to the state's election laws, college students in New Hampshire are raising concerns about how they might be affected. Of the nearly 6,000 new voters who registered in November using an out-of-state ID, many were concentrated in New Hampshire's college towns. Allison Bellucci is a senior at the University of New Hampshire. She's also executive editor of the student newspaper, The New Hampshire, and I spoke with her yesterday. You wrote an editorial making the argument that New Hampshire is driving away out-of-state students from staying here with some of the proposed changes to election law. Can you talk about what you meant?
I think it's important to include UNH students in the New Hampshire election voting process, just because I think the state needs a younger and educated generation. The New Hampshire workforce is getting old. That's one thing I've heard for my past 4 years at UNH now. And I think that keeping students here should be a priority for state and state officials, not just the students who came from New Hampshire, but the out-of-state students.
It is important to point out that those sponsoring these bills argue that they're not looking to keep students from voting, but make sure that those who are voting are New Hampshire residents or intend to stay here for a time. What's your reaction to that?
I mean, 4 years is a pretty long time, in my opinion. But also, if you want to keep the students here after the 4 years and you want them to be those long-term residents, then they need to be involved in the choices that are being made for the future of the state. Like, if I didn't get to vote this year, then I wouldn't have a choice in who was the governor, any representatives, and then I would live here for another few years. It just doesn't really make any sense to me how they can expect people to want to stay who had no say in their own future, where they're living.
So, in essence, you're worried that putting up any more barriers to voting would just discourage people from participating in the process?
I think so. I think if it happens, these student groups, it's not going to stop them from getting the word out and getting people to do whatever process they need to do. I don't think the word discouraged would fit what UNH students have been going through to get so many people to vote. But this year, when people were campaigning on the streets and encouraging students to vote, a huge factor was, like, you can register same day, you can go in there and you can, you know, you don't have to go through a process beforehand. And I think that is a really important thing to keep.
You're originally from Connecticut, as you said, and
right.
You voted here in New Hampshire in November. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose to vote here and not back home in Connecticut?
Well, because I've lived here for the past 4 years. I've been so involved in learning about how New Hampshire politics work. The vote here is so crucial for the presidential election also, just because it's the swing state and is so important in politics. I just felt like I've lived here now for 4 years. I feel really dedicated to the state. I've never wanted to live in New Hampshire before. Until now, I never thought I was going to see myself staying here. But honestly, after I've been through this whole process and seen how important everything is here and how much your vote makes a difference, it's made me want to stay more than ever. And I can guarantee that other students feel that way.
Do you plan on staying here in New Hampshire after you graduate?
It depends if I get a job here, but I have been applying to a lot of jobs in New Hampshire. Originally, I never thought I would be doing that.
All right. Allison Bellucci, a senior at the University of New Hampshire, and she's also executive editor of the student newspaper, The New Hampshire. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.